views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning. This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have one of my very favorite guests, Sharan Sirdar, who is a geneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Sharan, are you there?
Hi, Colette.
Hi, so good to be back. It's always a pleasure to work with you. And you know, you and I have been working together for how long now?
Oh, 5 years.
Wow. Okay. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
So today's show, you know, we wanted to start off in a little bit different way. I'm just going to give you the floor here.
Well, I just remembered that when we did the last show, we had someone call in and he was talking, he wanted help with his mother. Do you remember?
Just refresh all our memory.
So he was saying that his mother was going through some physical issues and he wanted to work on her. And when he called in, that's what we did. And it was more about how he felt. And we worked on how he was feeling with regards to that. And then, you know, he felt a lot lighter. And so I know I got an email from him saying, thanks so much for working on him and her, his mom, because there was definitely a difference.
Love it. That's amazing. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful, Sharan? Just someone phoning into the radio show. And that's why we're here for everybody. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's a lot of emotion moving. And I just wanted to say people quite often are unaware that at this time of year, there's a lot of energetic weaknesses because people have gone through the holiday season. And we just finished what I call Singles Awareness Day, better known as Valentine's Day. And a lot of people will say, well, I don't celebrate that. And so it doesn't bother me. Usually the people that say, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day, because it doesn't matter to me, are the ones that are most bothered by it. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, just, you know, and that recognizing that anytime we give so much importance to something or so much importance to one particular day, we're kind of setting ourselves up for disappointment. Yeah. And so, you know, I just wanted to bring this up because this morning I felt so much grief coming in. And when that happens, I tend to lose my voice. And it's not like I have a sore throat or I'm sick or anything like that, but I could just feel this overwhelming grief. And it's the impact from this. Yesterday, I was kept busy all day with private sessions because people were really triggered about this. And they were wondering, wow, why do I feel so sad? And this is something that, you know, you could, you know, be bothered by it all day, or you can just realize that we're all affected by all the thoughts that people are having around the world. And there's a lot of sort of unknown qualities to life right now that a lot of people are reacting to. So I just wanted to bring that up because I feel that you and I, you know, we work so well together for pinpointing the issue that's bothering the most people. And you had suggested, like, you finally got my dragon cards, did you, in the mail?
I did. And we were just talking about it before the show that we felt like we all needed to, not needed to, but felt inspired to actually pick a card and then you would explain it. And I have to say, I love these cards. They're just, oh, you're just amazing how, you know, your artistic talent and just putting these, the energy that goes into this and the energy of the dragons themselves. So I highly recommend people to go check that out.
You know, it's so, I love that you love them because, it's a project I've been working on for a decade now. And every time I do a painting, I'm putting the energy and the energetic shifts into those cards. And so they do have quite a torque to them. And I just would, like you were telling me about your experience and you had a suggestion for this morning's show. So I'm going to let you go for it.
Okay. So here we go. So the card that's coming up is Innocence and Pearl of Wisdom. So I'll let you take that away. Explain that.
Sharon said she would like to pick a card. So Innocence is a little baby. Like you can, I should just let people know, you can see these cards on my website, thetruthisfunny.com, and also at talesfromthevector.com. And that's T-A-I-L-S. Now, Innocence is the fourth painting that I did. And this little baby dragon is accompanied, all the baby dragons are accompanied by an angel because dragon babies are very busy. And so they're assigned an angel just to make sure they stay out of trouble. And this little angel, she is about forgiveness and protection and play. And it's about people confusing innocence with naivety. And so when people are in this childlike, beautiful state of innocence, that is very different from being naive. Innocence is when you understand what is going on around you, but you choose not to become bitter and hardened by it. And that's naivety is when you can feel, hey, there's a problem here, but you continue with the same actions. And those actions are going to harm you because you're not paying attention to the energy around you. And so this card is kind of to remind us that, you know, we don't need to work so hard at having a happy life. We could just love to live and be playful and respectful of everybody around us. And with that childlike innocence in our hearts, we are going to attract more positive situations to ourselves. So that's how we're going to start off that energy to for today's show. We have to take a short break, and we have someone patiently already waiting to call in. So we're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this break, and we'll make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, epigeneticist Sharan Sirdar. Sharan, just share your contact information so that we remember to.
Yes, it's www.sharansurdar.com. That's C-H-A-R-A-N-S-U-R-D-H-A-R. And they can find me on social media there. I'm really active on Instagram and Facebook right now, so a lot of posting on Instagram, so they can find a lot.
Good for you. And our show is about whether or not you can control your DNA. And we have a very special, we have a caller waiting, Brian, I understand, right, Brian?
Yes, we do. Well,
but we're just going to tell this short story and then we'll get to the caller.
Okay, we'll do. Let's hear it.
And you go for it, Tran.
Okay, so this fits very much into the title. And one of the things that Colette, you and I were saying was that, you know, a lot of people say, well, once you do this work, does that mean that that's the end and be it of all, you know, and that, you know, you're just going to have a jolly old life and nothing ever is going to happen. Well, no, because the thing is that, you know, we were discussing this before, is that, you know, we can either look at life as being an expansion, or we can look at it as being a contraction. And if we're going to be fearing whether what's coming at us, then it's a contraction. And that way, the whole biology changes, how it impacts our DNA. You know, leads to more inflammation and all of those kind of things, which then obviously leads to a lot of other things. But when we are in a state of expansion, which is that as we're expanding our awareness and opening up to our own perfection, which is already exists within us, the more we're doing that, the more we're going to be encountering something that allows us to move into that expansion, because there's always got to be contrast in order to, you know, like if you have a whiteboard, there's nothing on it. But if you put a black dot on it, then you can say, oh, look at the contrast, whiteboard, black dot. And so there's always going to be something that allows a black dot showing up in our life, you know, that we have to become aware of. And that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. And then the story that I wanted to say, you know, It's a personal story, and I'm happy to share it, which is that just recently my dad, he was on holiday, and as he was there, he had a heart attack. Now, he has, there is heart disease in the family, and when he had the heart attack, Colette, you know, and I, we both did some work on him, and we were, you know, just clearing the energy. And when he got to the hospital to have the angiogram to check the arteries.
I just wanted to interject here too, that he was far from home because he was in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And he lives in Ireland. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of concern about him traveling by ambulance, et cetera. And so I just wanted to interject that.
Yeah, definitely. Because he was 200 kilometers away from where the main hospital was. And so when they did the angiogram, they found no issue. There was no blockage. There was nothing, absolutely nothing. And in fact, that was then. But then 2 weeks later, he was flown to Dublin. And it was just amazing. Colette, you know, I mean, every part
I love
of it. Every part of it was taken care of. He had a nurse come get him. He was given business class. He was taken in, the insurance company took care of him. All aspects were taken care of. And so in Dublin, he's still at the hospital resting and recuperating. But what they did, another angiogram just to make sure, you know, what was going on. What they found was that the collateral arteries, which is the arteries on the outside, are all opening up, which means that the heart is in a healthier condition than, you know, before.
I love that.
And there is no heart damage. He did have a heart attack, and there's no heart damage. And there is just, you know, everything was just perfect. So right now he's recuperating, and, you know, It's all good. And so, great example of
it is. And this is when you contacted me. I phoned you right away and said, this is not physical. This mm-hmm. is coming up on a different level, on a spiritual level, and that he is having a heart opening. And mm-hmm. what I mean by a heart opening is, I mean, he has opened his heart up to the on a higher level, on a spiritual level, I got. And also, and that's what I find so beautiful, because when he was clearly having what appeared to be a heart attack, but it was actually a heart healing. it's you know, such a beautiful thing. And I just want to say, give him a hug.
I will.
And I'm so happy that this is the outcome from, you know, the energetic work we did. And right there, you know, if that's the one thing that we've accomplished in our lifetimes, I'm happy to be doing the work, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just so happy that he's going to get to go home soon and that everybody's beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it is with this work that we're not just impacting the person, but it's the whole lineage, the whole ancestral, you know, line, because being energetically sensitive, I know that it's been a hot opening for the whole entire lineage, past, present, and future.
And what also is coming up, Sharon, is because, you know, our intention is always to shift energy for the individual person, their ancestors, their descendants, and for the entire collective influence. And there's a lot of people talking about a lot of fear on the planet right now. And I just would like to interject that I was also getting, on a cosmic level, a heart opening for all the people in the world.
Oh, yes.
So that we can have peace and calm and innocence, like the card that we described.
And there was some, there was a post on Facebook, actually, it showed about the Schumann's resonance, which is basically the resonance of the planet and in Hertz. And what they found was normally it's at 7, and recently they found it to be at 36 or 37 Hertz,
wow.
which is basically saying that we've all on the planet moved into this huge heart opening. And that is just so beautiful.
I love it. Brian, we better take on this caller.
Oh, yes, we better.
Waiting.
We'll bring on Yulia, who's waiting patiently all the way from Vermont. Take it away.
Hi. Hello. There. Yulia, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Yulia.
How are you? I enjoyed
very
listening
good.
To show so far, so I wasn't really suffering waiting.
Good. What can I do for you today?
Well, I have a question. I wonder if you can help me with shifting energy. To my understanding, I didn't get enough of approval from my parents growing as a kid and support from them. And now I feel like I'm seeking approval of others constantly, and it really affects my mood, my decision making, and moving forward, taking actions, because it just gets really difficult. And I would love to clear that.
I just wanted to get a baseline from her, Sharon, so we can see where, like, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, 0 being like you're totally neutral to it. Where would you say you're on the scale when you get in touch with this energy?
I would say I'm around 7.
Yeah, that feels strong. Okay, Sharon, go for it.
I was just going to say, when you feel this feeling, where does it show up in your body?
I'm not sure. Well, I guess feeling of uncertainty would be around my chest and maybe third chakra area.
Okay, solar plexus. Okay. Okay. I will work on that. Colette, you can go.
Yeah, right away.
I'm sorry.
Right away, as soon as you brought this up, this is like when we get very triggered, what happens is we forget to breathe. A lot of us forget to breathe. Our body will breathe for us, but it'll be very shallow breathing. So we want to be strong when we are breathing shallow, and we want to be strong when we're breathing fully, so that it doesn't have a negative effect on our processing. And so there were several things that came up with what you were talking about. Number one, I want to congratulate you for recognizing what's going on, because many, many of the problems that people think that they have are not what they think they are. we are going to have to take a short break here right now. And so if you'll just hang on a little bit longer here, Sharan and I'll work on this on the break. And when we come back, we'll check back in with you and see where you're at with it, okay? This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S, .com for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And for information regarding the E-Up online program, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. And we have Sharan Sirdar here. Today we have Yulia on the phone, and Sharan and I have been shifting energy for you, Yulia. Sharan, I just wanted to give you the floor here and let her know what you are picking up here.
So, Julio, basically what I was picking up was grief. And, you know, this is really important, grief and not being able to stand in your power with whatever is going on. And the thing is, what we get very lost with is that, and not you personally, but, you know, all of us as humanity, is that we begin to feel that when we're experiencing something, it's something that's within us that we've done. And most often than not, it's actually what we possibly have inherited from our ancestors when they've gone through something. And that energy then gets transmitted to us when we are conceived. And so the clearing that I was able to do is basically picking up on the grief and, you know, including your ancestors and any time that they may have had that experience that resulted in this, and also not being able to stand in their power. So, Colette, you want to take it from there?
Yeah. First, I'd like to, Brian, is Ulia there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, there. Okay. So have you noticed a shift in your energy yet?
Yes, and I think it went close to 3 or 3.5, maybe.
Yeah, that, Sharon, isn't that funny? Isn't
yes,
that
what we said, yeah.
And what we can feel happening here, and I just want to thank you, Ulia, for highlighting this, because when we are thinking about our problems, let's say we have a financial problem, we're not going to be thinking that this is a health issue. But we all know if we're going to lay awake at night worrying about our finances, eventually it could cause a health issue. So a lot of times people will think, oh, I've got a financial issue and it's really the health issue, or they've got a health issue, but it's really the financial issue. And so this is how energy work can be used to clear. We want to clear the emotional and the psychological and the mental and all the non-physical spiritual issues, and then support the physical body. And so we want to strengthen everybody out there that recognizing that we are sensitive beings here. And that we want to be a little bit patient with ourselves. That's what that innocence card is about. It's about recognizing that there's a certain perfection and imperfection. And that we're all here on this earth right now. And we are in the right place. We're at the right time. We're connected to each other. We're never alone. And we always have the ability to go inward and get answers for ourselves. And so this is, as I'm speaking these words, I'm also energetically shifting in the background. And Sharon, I can really feel you working away here. I'm just going to reconnect here with Ulia and just see how you're feeling now, Ulia.
I'm feeling better. It probably went to about 1.
Yeah. And so we want to strengthen your perception around this, mm-hmm. That you mm-hmm. could possibly be feeling so stressed out and then very quickly change. And most of the time, people, when they get resistant to change, it's because sometimes when these changes hit us, we remember the ones that are like not so much fun rather than the ones then focusing on the change that is going in the direction we want it to go in. And so, Sharon, just any last words of advice here for Ulia and all the people she's basically representing that are feeling this same kind of, it's coming up, the word angst.
I would say that just to be observant of how you feel in the next few hours, days to come. And, you know, sometimes we, like I said, we always get reflected back at us what's inside of us. And so as you're shifting your energy, just be observant of what shows up on the outside, rather than we can have a tendency to judge it and sort of say, oh, it still hasn't gone because this is still showing up. But to recognize that as it's on its way out, it can kind of rear its head. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I'm just putting out there because mm-hmm. it's a possibility. And just be aware of it. And then just notice how things begin to shift for you.
Well, wonderful. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ulia, for calling in and highlighting this for everyone. And I just wanted to say, to add to that, Sharon, because you and I were talking about the, you know, how people want to know, okay, does this mean if you do energy work and you shift the energy in your body and you shift your DNA that you're never going to have a problem again? How likely do you suppose that is, Sharon?
Well, like I said, you know, the fact is that we're going to be continuously expanding. So as we expand, there's always going to be a contrast to show us where we're at. And when we can look at it that way, rather than looking at it as if something's going to come and get us, then it changes our physiology completely. It changes our gene expression completely. And so that's how we have control over how our DNA shows up. Not by like standing over it with a stick, kind of, but more so that we're just honoring as we're being present to what's showing up, letting that unfold into expand, you know, our higher states that we're kind of moving into.
Thank you, Sharon. That's beautiful, because we are operating on many levels here, mm-hmm. not just on the physical level. And what I noticed over the years, because I've been shifting energy, you know, as my career, I guess, for 10 years now, is this state. And so do you want to just talk about that, like how we can stay calm when this happens?
What specifically happens?
Just, yeah, like when things are going well, and then all of a sudden we get kind of like a slap again.
Yeah.
What do you do when that happens to you?
Well, first I go, oh, crap. and then it's just becoming aware of it, you know, aware of what you're experiencing. What are you noticing? What's going on in your body? You know, the most important thing is not to judge it. Because the reason for that is, you know, Deepak Chopra has been talking a lot about this on Facebook Lives, is that when we judge anything, we're actually getting that energy to stick. And when we're just aware of sensations and the feelings and what's showing up for us in our lives, what happens is that we're moving away from us, where things are sort of stuck, to moving into a place of huge potential and possibilities. And so in any moment that anything shows up for us, if we can move from judging, which is where it's stuck, to where it's a place of possibilities, which is experiencing everything that you're feeling, whether it's anger, whether it's grief, what are you feeling? Feel it, but don't judge it. Allow yourself to feel all of it. It's the, when we can do that, that impacts it so much, because we're accessing that present, pre-sent, which is, it's what was it I wrote on that? That's basically it's this moment is sent to us as a gift, and it's when we can be present to that, no matter what we're experiencing, then that allows us to move into the place of possibilities. So it doesn't matter what dis-ease or what other thing is showing up for you. You, when you come into this space, it gives you that place of possibilities. And whether that means that you need to go to the doctor, or whether it means you need to go to the dentist, or whether it means you need to go to the therapist, or whether it means you need to go for energy work, you'll know which way to go, because it's an inspired action out of this field of possibilities. And that takes you to a place where you can then allow for the expression of your DNA, which is then into more of that perfection that you already are.
And I love how you said that, because for a lot of people, they think it's a punishment. But I know when I receive a challenge, that it's another opportunity for me to grow. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just interested in my physical, material growth on this planet. I am interested in the growth of my soul and the growth of my spirit. And this is what I have noticed over the last year in particular. A few years ago, people would ask, could you please correct for a career or a specific problem in their life or their relationship? What people are saying now is, please, I want balance in my life. And that's why, you know, in March, I'm starting a new teleshifting program, which you can check out on thetruthisfunny.com, and it's called Float Your Boat. And I'm talking about how all the other, there's 12 aspects in life, and it's like 12 people on a boat. If six or seven or eight are operating 100% potential, those four aspects of your life that you're ignoring completely or are really weak, eventually the whole craft is going to be weakened and you are not going to have the same, you're not going to be going with the flow. You're going to be going against the current in that situation. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that for the last segment about going with the flow. This is Colette Marie Steffen and Sharan Sirdar, and we will be right back after this short break.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny, and I have Sharan Sirdar here with me today. Sharan, we're talking about the possibilities of shifting our very DNA. And you are doing such beautiful, amazing work around this. And I just want to say that how much fun I have working with you, and what a pleasure it is to connect with you every time.
Well, the feeling's mutual, Colette.
And, you know, you and I were just talking on the break that maybe it would be a good idea to talk about pulling another dragon card, just to see now, you know, that we've done some shifting, you know, where we're going to take it from here for the rest of the day.
Okay, so the card that comes up is the Heart of Isis, joy.
Oh, I love that card. That card is joy. and it's about it's a dragonfly. It's a very pretty dragonfly. There's a poinsettia. This is about the Christ consciousness energy. This is about Mother Mary, Isis, all of the what people would refer to as the maternal goddess energy on the planet. This card is about nurturing the joy within. It's about dragonflies are about they're very intimately connected to dragon energy, and they embody the power of light and the mastery of life on the wing. So they can view life from all angles, and they use the power of light to escape the blows that life has to offer. And they their crystal rays reach out for the great central sun to embrace and envelop love through the heart. And so what a beautiful choice. And
absolutely.
So this, you know, if you think about us all being God's children, then this is the card, the maternal card to facilitate that. Would you like to say something about that?
I just love the energy of that, because it's so, like, we started off with the innocence, and then now we've come to joy, which is the heart opening, and it feels so right, you know, with all that we've discussed, that, you know, we can, if you think about the DNA and what everything that we've been talking about, really, when we're innocent and we come from that place and see life as play, we were talking about expansion, that, you know, whether we look at life from an angle of expansion or contraction, and all of this comes together really nicely with this card, because it's like a deep breath for me, of being able to express our bliss. And bliss doesn't necessarily mean that we're constantly walking around in a daze of happiness. It's about exactly what we talked about earlier, which is about experiencing life no matter what. And whatever shows up for us, we're here to experience it. And we not only, I mean, the fertility aspect is about, you know, on many levels, about us birthing at the moment, this new planet, this new heart energy, and all of us opening up to becoming these creative beings that we all are. And also this balancing of this masculine and feminine energy on the planet. So this is truly powerful that this has come up.
This is something that I've been finding with the people that have been using the dragon cards, is that they have a tendency to go right for the issue. And this is something that I'm really enjoying unfold, because can you clear energy really in a simple way through intention? You can. Intention plus action. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit, about what you do for yourself when you want to calm yourself?
So when I have a situation that shows up and I want to calm myself, it is truly just coming into the body. And this is for everyone, to come into the body, because most of the time when we're experiencing something that's very intense, we tend to get into the head and come and, you know, listen to the thoughts and continue with the story of what's going on. But rather than that, to just come back into the body, come back and into the body and feel, okay, so where is it? So let me just take people through this. So if you're feeling or experiencing anything right now, just notice, okay, so yes, you're having the thoughts that you're having. Then the next level, that's the first thing, having awareness. And like with Julia, you know, you said that, you know, it was great that she was calling in, because she had the awareness that this was going on. And so in the same way, we become aware of, okay, yes, we have this, but what if there's something deeper here? And when we can sink into the body and experience the sensations, what happens there, it's critical, because we're actually beginning to tune in to the DNA as to what the DNA is listening to. So rather than the thoughts, which is a story, we're going into the sensations in the body and tuning into what the DNA is listening to. And as we do that, we're becoming present to that sensation. And as we bring presence, again, as I mentioned earlier, we're opening up to the field of possibilities rather than what the thoughts were getting us stuck in what is here and now. But when we go into the sensations, we're then not just, you know, our stuff, but we're multidimensional, and that sensation may be as a result of something that your ancestors experienced many, many years ago. There's a study done with mice where they had the cherry blossom. The mice were exposed to these cherry blossom, and they would shock these mice. And what they found was that, you know, eventually they didn't want to smell it, and they were having shock reaction, anxiety to this, the smell. And what they found was that their pups inherited this anxiety. And so when they were exposed to the smell of cherry blossom, they experienced anxiety, and yet they had no shock at the time. So what we experience in our lives right here, right now, whatever sensations you're experiencing, it could be as a result of something that one of your ancestors went through. And we only have to look at our history books to see what that is. I mean, there is so much.
Wow, isn't there?
Yeah, like these atrocities.
It's hard to imagine, but there are so many creative ways to torture ourselves.
Exactly.
And I just wanted to point out something, Sharan. Mm-hmm. As soon as you said that we need to be in our bodies, I have another dragonfly. If people want to look up this card, it's called Temple of the Soul. And this is about expression. And I thought, wow, how beautiful, because you're talking about the expression of the DNA. And this little dragonfly is saying, hey, you want to be in your body? Because that is the beautiful gift that you were given so that your soul could experience life on this planet. And this card is called expression. And the saying at the bottom is, my soul is home. When we're home in our body, we're home everywhere we go.
That's beautiful, Colette.
And yeah, we've run out of time. Radio Land, we run out of time fast. And so I want to thank you again for all your beautiful expressions and for being on the show. And thank you to all the callers. I just wanted to invite people. I'm having a free demo. If you're in the British Columbia area on March 17th. It's a Friday. I'm having a free demo. You can look that up on my website. And then I will be having my very first Call to Dance live event. And I am so excited to bring that out. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Sharan. Thank you, Yulia, for calling in. And we will be back next week to talk about some more shifting and to get people into a place where we are moving forward. I just wanted to say there is a reason why the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. Look forward to happy, happy goals. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.